With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey sparring online over the Fed's immigration operation in the city. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Mayor Frey said he appreciated the conversation he had this week with the president's border czar, Tom Homan, who has been dispatched to Minnesota. But Frey said he wants the Homeland Security operation to end and that Minneapolis will not enforce federal immigration laws. President Trump responded by saying the mayor is playing with fire and that Frey's statement is a very serious violation of the law. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Conditions growing dire in the deep south. Sub-freezing temps, widespread power outages. Officials warn people stuck at home are running out of food, medicine, and other essentials. And this week's ice and snow continues causing problems. Mississippi Department of Public Safety Commissioner Sean Tindell says they're trying to clear Interstates 55 and 122 and are diverting traffic and asking people to avoid those roadways.
We are doing this so that MDOT can help clear the roads, and we're working with our partners at the National Guard and MEMA trying to get these roads where they're passable. Please heed these warnings. Stay off Interstates 55 and 22 North. Stay safe in Mississippi.
Meanwhile, forecasters say this coming weekend will bring even more bitterly cold conditions, quite possibly the worst in years in the South. Extreme cold also forecast for the Northeast. Amazon is cutting 16,000 jobs in the latest round of tech industry layoffs. The reductions follow October's layoffs of 14,000. U.S.-based staff will have 90 days to find a new role internally. Those unsuccessful will receive severance pay and outplacement services. This is SRN News. New York City will be getting two new abortion clinics.
Democratic Mayor Zoran Mamdani says he's partnering with NYC Health and Metro Plus Health to open a pair of new facilities that will cater to the, quote, reproductive health needs of teens and young adults. In New York, reproductive health generally encompasses abortion, be it surgical or via drugs, and in some cases, transgender procedures as well. Mamdani casts himself as a vigorous supporter of abortion and has vowed to expand it in the city. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of people in this country continue to turn to the Word of God in troubled times. American Bible Society's annual report finds 40% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they read the scriptures at least three times a year outside of church. That is up 38% last year, but down from 2021, when about half of Americans fit that category. This is SRN News. Well, the wife of South Korea's ousted president receives a prison sentence for corruption. Correspondent Lawrence Brooks has details.
South Korea's former First Lady Kim Kyon-hee was sentenced to 20 months in prison for corruption on Wednesday. She's the wife of South Korea's ousted president Yoon Suk-yeol, who is also awaiting a verdict on high-stakes rebellion charges that could result in the death penalty or life imprisonment. The presidential couple suffered a spectacular fall from grace after Yoon's martial law debacle in December 2024 that led to his removal from office. They've been jailed separately for months prior to facing criminal trials. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Flooding in Mozambique leading to a new threat. Crocodiles are appearing in submerged towns and have killed at least three people so far. Thousands of homes have been destroyed in the floodwaters. More details, srnnews.com.